I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. Great communities like Palm Springs, Palm Desert, Rancho Mirage, Indian Wells. We are everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of listening to Democrats proclaim that there's going to be a big blue wave election in November. I don't think it's going to happen. And in fact, I think there is a possibility we are going to gain seats in the Senate. And certainly not lose the House of Representatives. Now, the evidence I have is anecdotal. I can't point to polls or anything like that. But we saw how the polls were so incredibly accurate during the presidential campaign of 2016. Shel Farley is a New York Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate, trying to unseat Kirsten Gillibrand, who is a flaming liberal. Let's just call it, she's a socialist too, like the rest of them. And Shel Farley joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Shel, thanks so much for joining us. Good to have you with us here in Nevada.
Kevin, it is great to be on. And yes, I am running to defeat Kirsten Gillibrand, who, amazingly, was known as Annie Oakley when she was a member of the House, but she's turned into Jane Fonda in the Senate.
I want to ask you, because you are not only the Republican, but you're the conservative candidate. You have the endorsement of a number of different parties. And I want to ask you how difficult it is in New York to be a conservative, to be a Republican, to be a Republican candidate in a Senate election. How difficult is that?
Look, the good news is there are actually a lot of Republican conservatives in New York. You don't think about it and realize it because, of course, the city, New York City, is not like that. But New York is a big state, I mean, like Nevada, and there are a lot of people outside the city who feel strongly about this. And the other good news is that they come out and vote. So I think we have a real opportunity to defeat Kirsten Gillibrand, you know, a lot of it because she's done nothing. I mean, the president was actually in New York. He was signing the defense authorization bill. And right after that, I was at a rally with him, and he started talking about me, which was fantastic. He said that I'm working hard. He sees me on TV all the time, and on the merits, I should win. And then he talked about why that is. And he said, what has she actually gotten done? And the truth is, in her 11 and a half years in D.C., she's passed exactly one bill to rename a post office. That's ridiculous.
Wow.
And New York deserves better. And that's why I'm running.
Is it true that your husband's a Democrat?
He is. In fact, actually, he comes from a long line of Democrats. His great uncle was Jim Farley. Jim Farley, of course, was FDR's campaign manager. He later became head of the Democratic Party and was the Postmaster General of the United States. And in fact, I joke that I already have a post office. There is a Farley post office in New York City. So we don't need to handle that. But he's a Democrat, and people say, well, what does he think? And he said he feels the Democratic Party has left him, that they have moved so far to the left with this whole thing about abolishing ICE. In fact, Kirsten Gillibrand was the very first senator to call to abolish ICE. And he and the bulk of New Yorkers do not want that to happen. I mean, ICE is the group that literally took 796 members of the brutal MS-13 gang. This is the gang that uses knives and machetes to hack to death our teenagers. I have teenagers. I don't want that to happen to them. And neither do other New Yorkers. It is absolutely ridiculous, and she has moved so far to the left that it is a real opportunity to win this race in November, and we will, and that is why my website is firegillibrand.com.
I love that. I want to ask you, how far with the ascendancy of Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez in the Bronx and Queens, how far to the left is the Democrat Party in the state of New York gone?
Well, they definitely have. They seem to feel like this is where all the energy is, and I think they've completely miscalculated because, I mean, the bulk of people live in the sort of moderate middle and the center. But it's funny, I talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's win quite a bit because I think the thing they're not focusing on, they're focusing on how far left she is, no question. However, I think the reason that she won in this primary is because she was running against a career politician, Joe Crowley, who had forgotten about the people in his district and was only focused on higher office, and he is case Speaker of the House. I said, actually, I think I'm going to use the same methodology. I am running against a career politician, Kirsten Gillibrand, who has forgotten about the people of New York. She's doing nothing. And instead is thinking about higher office, running for president.
Again, Shel Farley joining us, New York GOP candidate for the U.S. Senate, running against Kirsten Gillibrand, a flaming liberal. Obviously, raising money is the big challenge. You're going against the Democrat Party that dominates the state of New York in a lot of areas. I want to ask you about fundraising. How tough has it been? How tough is it to get people to believe that you can actually win?
Well, I think a lot of people have seen her positions, and they want me to win. There's no question that she has a fundraising advantage. She's a sitting senator. But I think, you know, we've gotten a lot of support from, you know, across the nation. And, I mean, that's why I'm here on your radio show. So if you're interested, you know, please, you know, go to the website. It's shellfarleyforsenate.com. But again, the easier one to remember is firegillibrand.com. And you can, you know, learn more about the race, learn more about me, and certainly donate. But no, I think that, you know, we're going to have the resources we need to win in November.
Are you going to get any help from the Republican Party, from the
the NRSC.
That's right. That's
yes.
Right. Are you getting help from them?
Very much. Absolutely. The NRSC has been fantastic. And I think they really feel like that this is one of the most prominent races between two women in the country. In fact, a national news organization said that they wanted to do a nationally televised debate, which would be fantastic. And the NRSC has been very supportive in getting that together, as has been the RNC. So, no, I think they really feel like, as you pointed out at the beginning of your show, I think we can gain seats in the Senate. I mean, I think, you know, we've got Rick Scott, we've got Bob Hugin, we've got a bunch of others that we could flip.
I got to ask you, has there been any public or private polling out there that you can point to that says, look, we can do this?
Yeah, well, the last poll was 2 months ago. And yes, I was wildly down 20 points in the last poll. But since then, I have done a statewide TV ad that has ran 32 times a day, and which definitely increased my name ID. And, of course, the president's, you know, shout-out to me made a big difference. So I will be interested to see when the next poll comes out, which we're expecting after Labor Day.
I know that we've had the president out here in Nevada to stump for Dean Heller, who's running for re-election. Is there any chance that you're going to get the president to come out and actually campaign for you?
I would love that. I mean, again, he already was on national TV talking about me and how, you know, I should win and how hard I was working, which I really appreciate. But yes, I will certainly take, more support, more help, and more publicity.
In our final couple of minutes, what are the issues in New York? And are they the same issues that we deal with here in Nevada, education, the jobs and the economy, things like that? What are the issues that voters are talking about in New York State?
That's absolutely what they're talking about. In fact, I was just at the state fair, and I was asked, what do people ask you about? And I said, they care about jobs. They care about infrastructure. You know, they care about, health care. Not one person has ever told me that they, losing sleep at night because of the Mueller investigation. That's just not it. But another issue that actually is key in New York is Israel. And Kirsten Gillibrand has completely turned her back on Israel. She voted for the Iran nuclear deal. She voted against the Taylor Force Act, which stops our tax dollars to going to the families of terrorists. Who wants that? And then she put her name on the anti-BDS boycott, divestments, and sanctions legislation, which I support. But then she quietly took her name off of it. And there are a lot of people who are really, frankly, upset. And so I think this is an opportunity. And then the other thing I did is, look, the tax bill was good for so many people, but it was tough in New York, right? High tax state. And she could have made it better if she negotiated. I negotiate for a living. And that's what we needed to do, is to negotiate. And I've talked to a lot of senators, and they're like, yeah, nobody was fighting for it. I understand, because there wasn't a single Republican senator from any of these high tax states. So having a $10,000 cap is impossible when the average property tax bill, you'll be horrified to discover this, is $19,000 in Westchester.
Yikes!
Right?
Yikes!
Yeah, exactly.
Woo.
So, we've got to double that. And then the other thing I'm talking about is, I said, why is there no federal deduction for renters? It's unfair. I talked to so many millennials, who are renting, of course, in New York City, and they're like, I can't pay off my student loans, and I certainly can never save to get a down payment on a house. And I said, we've got to give them parity. $3,000 a month, $36,000 a year, it would go a long way to helping renters actually be able to afford to buy their own home.
Well, I will tell you this. I know it's an uphill battle, but you seem equal to the task, Shell. I do urge you, if you have a free Saturday or Sunday, take a quick trip to Vegas. A lot of politicians come out here and raise a ton of dough. We got a bunch of these guys that own casinos, and they're always willing to write you a check.
I just may take you up on that. That sounds like a great idea.
I love that. Shell, thank you so much. And again, if folks want to know more about your campaign, where do they go?
They go to Shell Farley for Senate, but again, or firegillibrand.com.
I love it. Shell, thank you so much. We'll keep track of your race, and hopefully we'll get a chance to have you on again.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Kevin, and to everyone, a safe and happy Labor Day weekend.
Indeed. Shell Farley, the New York GOP candidate for the U.S. Senate, challenging Kirsten Gillibrand, who has become a flaming liberal, like so many in their party. They have tilted so far to the left. Now, you say, why are you having a guest on from a New York Senate race? Because that could well be the balance of power. That could be the difference in getting 54 or 55 Senate votes and getting 60 Senate votes. It is important. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. And by the way, I have seen no polling on that race, so I don't know whether she has a great chance. No chance at all. She says the polling 2 months ago was, 20% down? She was down 20%? Yeah. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Attention cat owners, the hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall Special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available. Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Hope you like Shel Farley. Shel Farley running for the, she is the GOP nominee in the U.S. Senate race in New York against Kirsten Gillibrand, who began as kind of a moderate New York-style Democrat and has become a flaming liberal Democrat. Sad but true. Something I wanted to get to yesterday, and in my zeal, I just totally left it out. It was a clip from CNN on Tuesday, and it was Jeffrey Toobin, and it's the most radical statement I've heard from one of these talking heads relative to the president and African-Americans. You know, it's one thing to nuance a statement. It's another thing to use a statement as a sledgehammer. And that's what Jeffrey Toobin did, painting President Trump, simply put, as anti-black, anti-African-American. Listen to Jeffrey Toobin.
The theme here is, I'm Donald Trump, and I'll protect you from the scary black people. Antifa is widely perceived as an African-American organization, and this is just part of the same story of LeBron James and Don Lemon and Maxine Waters and the NFL players and the UCLA basketball players. Mm. This is about black versus white. This is about Donald Trump's appeal to racism, and it just happens all the time, and we never say it, or we don't say it enough for what it is, but that's what's going on.
I would add to the list of people that he has counterpunched, if you will. He has counterpunched Jeb Bush, John Kasich, any of the other Republican nominees, wannabes. Except for Ben Carson, they were all white. You leave out that part. And then all he's doing is attacking blacks, attacking African Americans. That is so grossly unfair on the part of Jeffrey Toobin and others. And then you wonder, I mean, what I'm going to start doing on this program is every time there is an example of CNN sucking, I'm going to start bringing you those examples. Because you can talk about Don Lemon and Mad Maxine Waters and other folks that the president has attacked. And for every one of those African Americans, I can bring you five white people. That's how heinous the Jeffrey Toobin approach is. Because for every Don Lemon, NFL players kneeling, there is a Jeb Bush, a Rick Perry, a Carly Fiorina. I mean, just think. And by the way, of those 17 presidential wannabes, I think only one was black, right? Ben Carson. And he was pretty nice to Ben Carson. He was downright civil to Ben Carson. But I wanted you to hear that, and I apologize. Normally we say topical, compelling, entertaining. And we talk about, you know, we want to make sure that it is topical, which means it's today's news, not you. But and so this was from Tuesday, but I simply forgot to put it on our cut sheet. But I wanted you to hear, and I'll let you hear from Jeffrey Toobin a bunch on this particular issue. Stick around, more to do as we continue. Coming up, Juan Williams, an African American, reacts to Ron DeSantis' racial comments, monkeying around, so to speak. We'll get to that and more coming up, live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Kevin Wall with you. Great to have you with us. I kept thinking back to the Todd Akin. And if you need a refresher course, just Google Todd Akin, Missouri Senate race. And you'll see what he said. It was just incredibly stupid. What Ron DeSantis said was incredibly stupid. It just gives them an opening that they don't need. Now, Ron DeSantis will probably still win that Florida race. But to use the term monkeying involved in a race with an African American is just a stupid, stupid play. But this is Juan Williams, you know, the Fox News token African American, I guess. There aren't a lot of African Americans on the network. And token Democrat. This was his reaction to the Ron DeSantis racial comments. This is cut four. Here we go.
Well, I think what you have to understand is we live in an age of heightened racial tensions, according to every poll out there right now. And this is among whites and blacks who say that racial tensions are higher in the age of Donald Trump than they were previously. And of course, you have to keep in mind, he comes after the first black president, President Obama, someone that President Trump had gone after with the birther controversy and the like. And then you come to Ron DeSantis, who is a Trump acolyte. And I might add, you see something very similar taking place in the state of Georgia, where you have a black woman, Stacey Abrams, running against Brian Kemp, another Trump true believer in that state. So here we have racially combustible energy right here in the politics of our country. And then DeSantis comes out and says, not only monkey it up, which I think people might hear as a slur, but he says articulate and a socialist spokesman. And you start to think, I understand he's trying to put down his opponent, as every politician everywhere does. But in this moment, it comes across as racially charged.
The man in question is Andrew Gillum. He's the mayor of Tallahassee. He has been under some scrutiny for corruption. And Andrew Gillum was on MSNBC. And here was his response to the Ron DeSantis monkeying comments. This was from MSNBC yesterday.
Let me be articulate and clear here, which is we're better than this in Florida. I believe the congressman can be better than this. I regret that his mentor in politics is Donald Trump. But I do believe that the voters of the state of Florida are going to reject the politics of division. They believe that we're better than that, which is why I'm going to spend my time over the next 2+ months getting around this state, talking about the issues that matter to everyday voters in this state. Kitchen table issues, health care, education, making sure we clean up our environment, which our governor has been derelict with the Republican legislature to do. And I think that's how we're going to win in November. But it's clear that the congressman is going to join Donald Trump in the swamp. We're going to leave them there, and we're going to continue to press toward a higher mark.
This is what I don't understand, and Chuck Todd apparently didn't understand this either. On the one hand, you say, you know, we're not going to get down in the swamp. We're going to elevate this, and we're going to talk about issues that matter to real voters. But the fact is, that's exactly what he's doing. He's trying to tie Ron DeSantis to Trump. The problem is, Trump is popular in Florida. Trump is a property owner. He owns, you know, Mar-a-Lago. He's a pretty popular figure in the state of Florida. And even Chuck Todd from MSNBC and Meet the Press, even Chuck Todd took Andrew Gillum to task for saying one thing and then apparently doing another.
You talked about you were going to travel the state, talk about kitchen table issues. But for what it's worth, you've tweeted about the president 10 times this month. You pointed out the last Democratic debate, you were the only candidate who called for impeaching the president. That's fine, except yeah. You're running for governor. What are you going to do as governor to stop Donald Trump? Like, why do you believe staking out an impeachment position in a gubernatorial race is relevant to the voters in the state of Florida?
Well, I should first say, I mean, the president self-admitted that he obstructed justice by firing Jim Comey because he wouldn't do his bidding. Those were his words. And I believe that the president, for those reasons, has bargained himself into conversation around impeachment. I will tell you, though, it does matter what the governor of the state of Florida thinks. It matters that the governor of the state of Florida works every day to push back against the kind of divisive rhetoric that this administration has been so increasingly reliant on as a way to divide this country and to divide my state, quite frankly. We're one of the most diverse states in all of America. Mm-hmm. It matters that the governor of this state is willing to stand up and say, do you want to know something? In the aftermath of Hurricane Maria, you owe the people of Puerto Rico, U.S. citizens, better than how you've treated them. And because so many of them now call Florida home, they need to know that I'm going to be a governor who stands up for them. Or if you're from Haiti or you have family who lives in Haiti, that it matters to you what the president of the United States has to say about that. And you want to know that your governor is going to stand up on your behalf.
Who is writing this guy's material? This guy has no clue. He has got to go to the president and work with the president to get FEMA to come down there when they have their two hurricanes per season. I don't know what this guy knows, this Andrew Gillum character. I don't know what he knows, but apparently it's not a lot. And he certainly doesn't have a grasp of the relationship between a sitting governor of the state of Florida and the president of the United States. You go to the president and you ask for FEMA or for the military or for financial aid, all kinds of stuff that you ask the president for. It's not a good thing to antagonize a sitting president as the governor or even the governor-elect or the prospective governor of the state of Florida. That just makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. It's just, this guy seems like a lightweight. And again, one day, his first day in the spotlight, you know, nationwide stage and all of that, maybe it's to be expected. But I will tell you this, it's if this is the best Bernie Sanders and the Democrats can do for a candidate for governor of the state of Florida, this is going to be a 6, 7, 8, 10-point win for Ron DeSantis. This is going to be yet another term for Rick Scott. Because this guy, unless this guy gets a lot better real fast, and he's got 2 months to do it, this is going to be a disaster for the Democrats. Andrew Gillum, one-hit wonder. That's what we're talking about here. We're going to take a quick break. One of the things we have not done so far is gotten to your phone calls. We will get to your phone calls coming up in our next segment. You want to join us? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We will get to your phone calls. By the way, tomorrow on the program, Pat Casale will be filling in. I'm going to get an early start on the Labor Day weekend. Throw another shrimp on the Barbie or two. Yeah, we'll do that. But Pat Casale from the MultiCare Group, and he will not just be talking about healthcare. He'll be talking about a lot of stuff. Healthcare will probably be one of them, because that's his bailiwick. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do today, though. We are going to be sprinting to the finish line as we continue live and local now.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of Real Water. With Real Water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since Real Water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Don't forget, Real Water is available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley meat markets in Indio. For the everyday low price, get this, two for $3. That's right, $2 for $3. You want to save even more? Try Real Water Home Delivery. I'm a client. Wayne Allen Root is a client. Maybe you should be a client. They bring it right to your door. And you'll save money. Tons of dough. Go right now to realwaterhomedelivery.com. That's realwaterhomedelivery.com. Okay. Remember how the other day we were talking about how Bruce Ohr was going to testify before, well, behind closed doors And Bruce Orr is a Department of Justice higher up. His wife works for Fusion GPS, the same folks that created the Steele dossier. This guy is up to his elbows in problems. And if you listen closely along our network stations, and you listen to the little 10-second promo that I do every day, I said, what revelations will come out of this testimony? And now we know. This is cut 8, and it's Jim Jordan. He is the chair of the House Oversight Committee. Following testimony by Bruce Orr just the other day, and the revelations are just now coming out. Jim Jordan singing like a canary.
When they went to the court, the FBI knew 3 important things, and they didn't disclose this to the court. They knew the Orr's involvement in production of the dossier. They knew that Christopher Steele had this extreme bias against the president, and they knew who paid for the dossier, and they didn't disclose those key facts to the court when they went there to get the warrant to spy on Carter Page and the Trump campaign.
That's pretty remarkable. It is remarkable. When someone who works at the Department of Justice is bringing information, and I heard, you know, basically giving the thumb drive, handing over stuff straight from Fusion GPS over to the FBI and saying, here's what we got. And he also admitted to in this testimony yesterday that he felt that Steele was biased. So they all know that equation. But then when they apply for the FISA warrant, they don't mention that. They don't include that part of, at least, you would say all, but a good majority of what they're basing the FISA warrant on it hasn't been disclosed, that the person who told them is very biased.
Yeah, you and I go to court, Martha. We got to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. The FBI should have to do the same darn thing, particularly when they're getting a warrant to spy on a fellow American citizen, and they're doing so, I believe, to spy on the Trump campaign. That is as fundamentally wrong as it gets. Here's the other key thing that came out yesterday. You think about this. Why did Glenn Simpson and Christopher Steele pick Bruce Orr in the first place? Why'd they select his wife to come work for Fusion? They had a direct access. Chris Steele had direct access to the FBI. He was handing them parts of the dossier. Why did they also want to run it through Bruce Orr at the Justice Department?
Good question.
It seems to me to create weight and credibility behind a document that was completely false. If you can now go tell the press and tell other people, oh, a senior Department of Justice official is also talking about the dossier and also passing it on to the FBI, it gives it weight when, in fact, it was completely a uncredible, unverified document and a bunch of garbage.
Yeah. There you have it. Now, I'm just telling you, this thing is about to explode. This whole Bruce Orr thing is about to explode. You've got a top Department of Justice officer, and they go to the FISA court based on a bunch of garbage, and they don't even disclose to the court that it's garbage. They don't even do that. Now, somebody explain this to me, and this would be my question for Jim Jordan and anybody on the House Oversight Committee. What is this Bruce Orr doing, and why is he not in jail? Why is he not being perp-walked? I mean, how can you go to the FISA courts? Now, I'll be honest, I don't know whether FISA courts can hold people in contempt the way normal courts do. But I'm going to tell you, the FISA courts were played. They were played. And this isn't even a judgment call. But you've got Jim Jordan, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, essentially calling out Bruce Orr and his wife and Fusion GPS. I mean, this is scary. And this is going on right in the middle of our government. And then you wonder why we've got the Robert Mueller investigation. It's all because of the garbage, you know, as in garbage in, garbage out. The garbage information that was sent to the FISA court. This is scary. And by the way, Wayne Allen Root, I know we'll have some thoughts on this coming up at the top of the hour. But it's obvious what has happened. The testimony before the House Oversight Committee is going to be, I think it's going to be elevated very, very soon. As soon as everybody gets back. Hard to do anything during the recess. But I promise you, all of this stuff, the you know what's going to hit the fan. And I think it's highly possible people might even go to jail. I'm fairly certain people are being fired. But more than that, I think people are going to end up going to jail after what they did to the Trump campaign and Carter Page and others. But I think ultimately people will go to jail. By the way, the legislative committee in Carson City and here in Las Vegas, meeting at this hour, they are not talking about gender identity. They are, however, talking about, and this is so bizarre, they are talking about civics and essentially eliminating the Pledge of Allegiance, memorization of key dates in our history, in American history, that apparently that stuff must not be very important. Yeah. Members of the legislature are meeting at this hour. The meeting began at 9 o'clock. It will continue on, and they are taking testimony. This is going to be fascinating to see what they come up with. Karen England, by the way, will join us a little bit later on. In fact, Karen England will join us just after 11 o'clock. Well, and we'll get the latest on what's going on. But it's fascinating that these people that run our schools are running amok. These people that are running our schools don't really care what you and I think. Stakeholders are folks like Gender Justice Nevada, the pro-gay rights, transgender rights organizations. They get stakeholder status. You and me, we're parents. Doesn't matter for us. Stick around. More to do. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, joining us live and local now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.